Men's college basketball fans at Texas Tech University haven't had much to cheer about in recent years, but that changed with one dramatic announcement last night.
I am most pleased to introduce our new coach, Bob Knight.
6 months after being fired from Indiana University for his volatile outbursts, Bob Knight has returned to college basketball. The controversial coach arrives in Lubbock, Texas, with a resume that includes 3 national championships and a reputation that's causing some anxiety on his new campus. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Once upon a time, Bob Knight was identified by his trademark red sweaters and basketball genius. But as the years went by, the incidents piled up, and when he was fired last September after 29 years at Indiana, this is what defined Bob Knight. Video images of him grabbing a player by the throat, foul-mouthed diatribes against university officials and reporters. Friends still talk about a good and charming man, like the Bob Knight who appeared last night at Texas Tech's basketball arena. In his opening remarks, the man nicknamed the General spoke as if he would be a mere private at Texas Tech.
You've got a great, great university, and I'm really happy to be able to be a small part of that university.
Humble and generous, he also pledged $10,000 to the Texas Tech Library. The cheering partisan crowd appeared sold on a kinder, gentler Bob Knight. But just in case, his wife Karen stepped to the microphone and explained that her husband's infamous temper really is just his passion for everything he does.
Everything, and I ask you just this one thing. Please don't judge him until you get a chance to know him.
If only Bob Knight then had said, thank you, good night, go Texas Tech. He could have slipped out of the arena without arousing suspicions that his old fire-breathing self still existed. Instead, he took questions from the media, and the battle was on. Knight refused to fully address the questions about his past behavior, and he used the adoring crowd to his advantage.
Just a quick follow-up.
How many of us want to hear a follow-up from this guy?
I think many faculty will find that a very disturbing part of the news conference.
Texas Tech philosophy professor Walter Schaller is one of about 100 faculty members who signed a petition opposing Bob Knight's hiring.
We were hoping for a new Bobby Knight, and it looks like we may not be getting that.
Schaller wants to give the new coach a chance to succeed. Knight does have a reputation for running clean programs and graduating his players. That certainly could help a Texas Tech men's team that's been reeling from NCAA sanctions and poor play in recent years. But critics hope the school, in its pursuit of a basketball revival, isn't adopting an ends-justify-the-means philosophy. Texas Tech administrators say Bob Knight does not have any behavior-related clauses in his new multi-year contract, but they insist bad behavior won't be tolerated. Tom Goldman, NPR News.